News release. Michigan House Republicans. State Representative Carl Bonack on Tuesday announced key legislation to bolster energy production in the Upper Peninsula. His plan would exempt the UP's 13 reciprocating internal combustion engine, RICE, generators from sweeping green energy legislation passed in 2023. The RICE generators were built to stabilize the UP's energy grid following the decommissioning of the Presque Isle and Shiraz coal power plants in 2019. The generators are basically new and have a life cycle through 2050. If nothing is done, the generators will be forced to shut down or change operations drastically before the new green energy laws take full effect. The whole reason I'm in Lansing and not enjoying an early retirement back home in Dearden is because I saw what state bureaucrats were doing to our way of life in the UP and I wasn't going to stand for it, said Bonack, R. Dearden. Take these RICE generators, which are a prime example of our state government's lack of understanding of the unique situations we face north of the Mackinac Bridge. Folks spent a lot of money to develop a clean, reliable way for us to produce energy in the UP. Politicians 400 miles away ignored those good faith efforts and passed laws to effectively ban RICE generators. I'm serving in the legislature to ensure our communities have the voice that's been sorely missing for the past 2 years. We have a lot of work to do, but that job starts with saving our RICE generators and UP energy production. While calculations vary, those both for and against the new policies similarly claim the new energy laws could add tens of millions in additional costs for Upper Michigan Energy Resources customers if the RICE generators are taken offline. According to a recent MPSC report, RICE generators are a significant reason why the UP energy sector reduced its CO2 emissions by 71% from 2013 to 2022. Bonack said his plan will protect the UP's baseload energy supply and ensure that UP ratepayers have access to affordable and reliable energy. State Representative Dave Preston, R. Cedar River, quickly announced his support for Bonack's plan. Preston was a vocal opponent of the green energy mandates when they were forced through the legislature in 2023. These generators went in place because there were serious concerns about the reliability of electric generation in the UP. Looming system support resource, SSR, charges that would have affected affordability and the consequences to UP-based mining operations. The UP has some of the highest energy rates in Michigan, and a lack of action would have killed jobs and put rate increases for homeowners and businesses on an unaffordable trajectory, Preston said. Not even 10 years later, Lansing politicians have tried to move us backwards because natural gas requires a flame to generate electricity. Carl hit the nail on the head with this one. RICE generators produce clean and reliable energy for families across the UP. They must remain operational.